A Mother Forever by Elaine Everest. Read by Annie Aldington. Dedicated to the memory of the 12 women and their foreman who died in the explosion at the W.V. Gilbert Munition Works on the banks of the Thames between Erith and Slade's Green on the 18th of February 1924. Edna Allen, aged 17, of Alexandra Road. Alice Craddock, aged 18, of Arthur Street. Elizabeth Dalton, aged 24, of Lewis Road, Welling. Alice Harvey, aged 40, of Arthur Street. Gladys Herbert, aged 23, of Bexley Road. Stella Huntley, aged 20, of Corinthian Road. Edith Lamb, aged 23, of Upper Road, Belvedere. Ethel Pullen, aged 18, of Bexley Road. Polly Smith, aged 18, of Powell Street. Doris Sturtevant, aged 18, of Manor Road. Alice Sweeney, aged 17, of St Francis Road. Irene Turtle, aged 22, of Maxim Road. Mr T. Jones, from East Dulwich. Chapter 1. Erith, Kent, August 1905.
You've got ideas above your station, my girl. If your father was alive now, he'd want nothing to do with you. The Tompkins family have always known their place in life. He wouldn't want us rubbing shoulders with those who think they're better than us, Millie Tompkins said to her daughter. Ruby Castleton gave a big sigh and continued to pull a heavy rug from the back of the drayman's cart while he held the horse's head steady.
It's just a street of houses with hard-working people living in them. Could you take the other end of this, please, Mum?
What, with my bad ticker? You'll see me into my grave, young lady. But then perhaps that's what you want. Then there'll be no one left to remind you of where you come from.
Millie sniffed, folding her arms over her ample chest and turning away to look at the house the family were about to move into.
Those windows need a clean and the doorstep a good scrub.
I can help you, Mum, George said,
reaching up to help Ruby pull at the rug. It came tumbling off the cart, almost flattening him as he staggered back under its weight. Ruby couldn't help but laugh as she watched her five-year-old son disappearing under the rug.
Lord love you, George. Thank you for helping all the same. Why don't you carry that basket of groceries into the kitchen? Then I can get some food on the table as soon as we have this load inside. Your dad may be home by then, and he'll be shouting for his dinner.
She didn't add that he never turned up until her work was done, and he had no need to roll up his sleeves and help her.
He's running true to form, I see,
Millie snorted, as she pulled her knitted shawl tighter around her shoulders. That Eddie Castleton has a gift for sniffing out hard work and disappearing in the opposite direction. Now, your dad... Ruby knew her mum was about to lead off about her dad being an angel amongst all men, and she just didn't have the time or the inclination to listen. The drizzling rain had started again, and there was a definite nip in the air coming off the nearby River Thames. Added to that, the child she was carrying in her swollen belly would be entering the world within weeks.
Mum, leave it to another time, will you? I never knew Dad, and I have other things on my mind at the moment. I could kill a cuppa, so why don't you go in and see to the kitchen, eh? You'll find a meat and potato pie in that basket our George carried in. We can eat once this load is off the cart.
She knew her mum was partial to a pie, and noticed her eyes light up at once.
"I'll get cracking," Millie replied, licking her lips as she headed up the short path to the front door, her hands empty. "It's no place for me out in this rain, not at my time of life, any road."
"You've got your hands full there, love,"
a friendly voice called out from over the road. Ruby looked up from where she was examining the rug lying in a heap in the dust.